happens in this case, the person wants to go back to America to be with his family, so Choros should be in a week to be serious. So what do they want them? What do they tell them? Maybe they mean this. I don't know. I still don't know what they meant. Maybe they mean this. And maybe they mean, in case he stops the Avelos in Eretz Yisrael, then what? Then he's going to have to observe Shiva de longer. In this case, the person wants to go back to America to be with his family, so Choros should be in a week to be serious. So what do they want them? What do they tell them? So maybe they mean this. I don't know. I still don't know what they meant. Maybe they mean this. So maybe they mean, in case he stops the Avelos in Eretz Yisrael, then what? Then he's going to have to observe Shiva de longer. Perhaps they hold if he doesn't have just started the Avelos then, as we mentioned yesterday, he stalls it off from our other ministers. And he just runs right back home to America. And he first begins the Avelos when he gets back, so maybe he can save the day. So maybe that's the reason why some of the people come in Eretz Yisrael not to observe, even begin Avelos. I was recently at a Avelos in Eretz Yisrael, and there was an announcement made that the son of the Nitzan is going to be observing Shiva in the house that night, and the next day until 3 o'clock, or whatever, going to the airport. So apparently they didn't hold for this whole minute. I'm not sure what exactly the circumstances were, but the question. But I remember people told me that they said, don't let anybody come to Menachem, don't sit on the floor, don't just run back to the airport. Come on.
I didn't do that.
Sit in the airport. I've told the people who told me. And it's true, what they say. I don't know, do you know why they say? No. A cook said they say, seriously? A people I bought them say, I don't know why. A cook from a cover? I think I can write him a letter. Communicate with him. Find out why. Okay. Clean that up. So find out why and stuff. I wonder if it's, I'm curious, if this is the reason. Perhaps. Kandara both, I think it's very interesting. That it could be, he didn't tell us Gadol HaBayis being a kula. Oh, he can be my via time at Kandara Gadol HaBayis. Comes out that the same time with Gadol HaBayis is very rare. Well, somewhat rare, depending on what we discussed yesterday. So I mentioned yesterday already, in the case of the Makabe, when he found Gadol HaBayis, the same time where they didn't notify him why he had to come right away. That almost never happened. Only thing is that, according to some Achronim, based on Lashon HaRosh, even he knows about it, he didn't start the Avelos yet, for whatever reason, however he got away with that, then you could save time to Gadol HaBayis. So it's a maybe. But more likely, you can end up losing time to Gadol HaBayis. The Gadol HaBayis is the one who goes to the Kavura. Then according to the Makabre, it's his base, according to the Yishalmi. Everyone else has to wait for the Gadol HaBayis to, for the Shas HaKvura, because that's where the Gadol HaBayis is. So the Maisel will come out of Chora, Halach the Rebbeinu Ba'ol, you try to stray whichever way you can, that we should really try to downplay the Gadol HaBayis a little bit. No, we should not jump to make everybody into a Gadol HaBayis. And they're losing on the deal. Well, in fact, I mean, there's a little bit of leeway here. Because remember, the Kivegas said if you have two brothers, each one with his own household, neither is a Gadol HaBayis. Remember Kivegas. First is passed by the two brothers. Even if one is pervasive with more of a macha than the other one, doesn't matter. That's not called a Gadol HaBayis. Because one doesn't depend upon the other, each one has his own independent household. Only he said that the woman passed away, for example, her husband needs a Gadol HaBayis. I guess Reb Chaim explained. Unless it's a very old man, we just said that he needs to make those decisions. If the husband dies, it could be the wife is not a Gadol HaBayis. It could be that she and the son share power. Of course, it depends on the family dynamic. It depends on if the child dies, the parent is the Gadol HaBayis. Once again, I guess he's too old to handle the situation. Huh? You'd be better off being another way because Gadol HaBayis was often a chumra. No? Her? One that I couldn't find, maybe you can tell me this, I couldn't find it in Beferish. What happened if the Gadol HaBayis was already in Eretz Yisrael? He was a seer. Someone passed away. I believe that child passed away. And the father lived in Eretz Yisrael, was in Eretz Yisrael at the time. They already sent to Eretz Yisrael. The father's there, he's got a labai. Other children are in America. It's not such a crazy case. I mean, they want to know. So the Mechaber said, if the God of Abayas, the father's in America, and he went along with the Orange Eretz Yisrael, that everyone's available to his phone, so the Kvur, right? But how did the father was in Eretz Yisrael from the very beginning? Everyone's in America today. I think some non-relative went along with the Orange. And the father's in Eretz Yisrael, he comes from the airport, takes care of the whole Kvur. Do we say they also have to wait in that case for the Kvura, according to the Pesach of the Mechaber, the basis in the Yerushalmi, or not? I couldn't find this in the Kvura Shepot. Anyone see it anywhere? The reason why I'm saying maybe it may be different is because we saw already earlier in the Pesach in a different context, they say, well, look, if the Golod is here at the beginning, then it's a more shaykhless, it's more of a tzirah. But here it wasn't there at the beginning. Maybe the other family, the rest of the family, has not slept after the Golod Abayis, so they haven't seen him in 5 years. Maybe there's no connection. I don't know. So if someone can find us in the Furish, I'd like to hear about it. I haven't been able to find it. Don't know. Yeah. This leads us to a very, very important discussion about that. Also very common. We discussed part of it already before, but not the rest of it. It's a famous Machloikens in the Tziv and Rabbi Foyle. Concerning a person who hears a message, in those cases on a telegram, on a telephone, that someone passed away in his family. There's no way he can get there on time. Let's take that case to the extreme. When did he begin the Aved? This is halacha l'maaseh. I mean, this is not a theoretical case. I mean, it happened to my family. I got a call once on a Sunday morning. Grandfather passed away, and the Levi was going to be that night in Eretz Yisrael. No way they're going to hold up the Levi, no way they're going to get there. Forget it. It's impossible. So when did he begin the Avelis? Did he begin the Avelis immediately? Or did he begin the Avelis later? Mishat Kvur. What's the show? So how did it go? Remember the food, and how did it go? Which way did it work again? The Nitziv says you don't begin the Arvelas until this man of Kvura. He even said it was Aninas, if you recall. Remember the Nitziv says it was Aninas? And Arvelas begins, we talked about this a long time ago. Arvelas begins, Yishad Kvura. And he brought a rhyme from the Mechaber. So the Mechaber says, Mi Shadak and Hashloa Chamech and Ramba. He's in Acher. The cover of that. Enam Yodim Masa Yikover. He made a big deal out of Enam Yodim. They didn't know. They think I got a telegram. Relative died Sunday, burial Monday. You do know. You do know? Anyway, you do know. But you do know, since the Avel is postponed until the time of the Purim. That's in the Tivra. So Rav Moshe, that sounds like Rav Moshe, Chelek Aleph, Generation Gimel, says no. It doesn't mean you don't know. Ain't if you hold them up, what's the Shabbat? Suffolk! You don't begin the Avel until you know. So then it's Rav Moshe asks, if you don't know, but you get Mishah the first 5 hours, it can't be. So then wait for these 5 hours? There's no, it's the Simon V'Alma Noka. If you don't know when the Kavur is going to be, I mean, it's so far away, it's distant. Ain't Daitola, like the Dogon Ravava said. Doesn't mean literally you don't know. Your lack of knowledge is not a prerequisite. It has to be you don't know. It's Rav Moshe, right? Very, very far away. Even if you do know, you can get a phone call immediately, it doesn't make a difference. And therefore, Rav Moshe writes, he thinks the Avela should begin immediately. As the Mechaber said in Siv Beis, do you not care? That's Rav Moshe writes. Okay? Even before Kippur, correct. Right away. Then the Siv has a different judgment as well. This is a very tricky question. And the Kolbo quotes the same svara from the Imre Yosef, the Gedolim of a different scene in Europe, says that the case of the Mechaber, Misha Darkon, the Shloach, Amazin, and Zina, Acheres, the Kolbo, Enam Yodim, etc., let's talk about a case of a person who already completed taking care of the Mason. He did all the arrangements. He did the
whatever had to be done, he took care, make sure the tower was done and tachwichim and everything, and all the arrangements were done by him. Except the kvura would be far away. He completed his people b'mei. That's the Gemara says. When you turn your back, you already finished all you have to do, then the avelus begins right away. However, this is the Nitziv and the Imayosha. In the case we're discussing, you didn't lift the finger. You got a telegram. X passed away, Levi tomorrow. Well, he finished his heavenly upon us. He finished taking care of what he had to do, and now he stopped doing what he had to do, and never did anything. Never lifted a finger. So in that case, in the Tziv and the Mayosha argue, the Avelus does not begin right away. So I was wondering, according to this, this argument, interesting argument, you can't prove one way or the other. But if this argument is true, I was wondering, what would happen? In those days they only had telegrams, they really couldn't communicate with each other for a few sentences. What happens now is a telephone call. And it happened to one of the rabbis in yeshiva, some of the whole story, I don't know, that he got a phone call exactly about this. Exactly the same thing in Eretz Yisrael, and he couldn't get there on time. The same exact thing. But it was a whole discussion, Shiloh, where should the tefura take place? Should it be in this base toilet or that base toilet? And the son, living in America, he was on top of all that, phone calls back and forth to the relatives there, and he made a lot of calls to Eretz Yisrael, and to all kinds of people. Where should it be? Who should do this, you know? There were the people, no question about it. He had a couple hours on the phone call to try to arrange whatever had to arrange with his side, call the people there, so to go to the Levi, you know, all kinds of arrangements. I was wondering, according to the second straw of the Nitziv, if that's the only drawback, that the Avel was never involved in people with Meso, like as always, the only telegram couldn't do anything really, but today, where the Avel can pull strings, remote control, right, through the telephone, say, the Kvur should be in this base element, and that slot, next to this person. And then he should be called, and he call him, and he should be masculine, and all those kind of things. Maybe that's the people of the when he completes the people of the even though that could be hours and hours before the Kavura, perhaps. Maybe not. Maybe it's only theoretical. Maybe if he's pulling all the strings, he's going to keep pulling until he shuts the Kavura mamish. Maybe. But maybe not. He just takes care of the Kavura. Once he decides where the slot is going to be, that's it. He's just installing and all this. But that takes a few hours. But still a few hours before the actual Kvura, maybe then the Nitziv would be masked that the person did already his share and they can't do any more right now. So maybe I needed to stop then, the Avelus should begin then. Maybe the Nitziv would agree according to this logic. He gave 2 points. The first point was any Odeya. That down here would be Odeya. He knows when the Kvura is going to be. But the second point, that he didn't do anything, might be obviated in the case where he does something. Yes? The top hole, yeah? I think so. That's correct. That's right. Yes, sir. Right. That's exactly why I'm not sure that it's going to be masculine. Because there is still a difference. But you could also see why the other half might be true, why the other side could be true. I don't know. It's hard to say what these person would say now. They can't make the van voice an opinion. What would they say? The Devram is the way he's been top of the telephone a few hours back and forth. I don't know. Yeah. No. Good. So the Nitziv calls it a Farish and Mechaber like this. Farish. Shin Ayan Hei Siv Vov. Anoch Anoch and Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Mi showed you that Silvu, of the Kokovim Krovo, the Yeracheres, never. The Noach Avelus Miyad. The Achakach no the Lo Shadayan Omen Bitsliva. Also Avelus Lo Olalo Vacholzer Amona Bishi Kover or Mishi Yasha the Kova. So what happened? He thought Avelus too early doesn't count. So they said, Why is it too early? It's exactly the case we're discussing. Quote the Rebbe Falls, not too early. Right? The Mason's in the year out there. He's not pushing, he's not going to go there. And still, he says, consider starting too early. There's enough in the Makabal, I'm going to see. Both of them are Mr. Brefoil, that's no raya at all. Because there, the maze is not nitzel the kvura. What if the chachamim hadn't been buried yet? The maze is never still hanging up there by the guardian. They weren't letting the body go. That's a different story. But in the normal, regular case, where the maze is nitzel the kvura, they haven't gotten around to it yet. Then Rebbe Fall says the avelus will begin right away. What's the matter? In the case of the Shulchan Aruch, it involves the goyim holding onto the body. The goyim holding onto the body, so then you can't say, well, look, the father's concern is already finished, even though he's not there. But the goyim is holding onto the body. Whereas in the case where the person gets a telegram that the person's passed with a note on his bed, the Kavi Kaddish is already about to make hachanas to the crew, it's not going to be here for another few hours until the next day, etc. Then Rebbe Fall says that the beginning then would not be considered too late, because it makes us need to look for it.
I don't see why it
should
make a difference.
Why?
Right?
No. Rebbe Fall claims that this process was made to need to look for it, right? That's the beginning time of availability for the far away relative, even though he's not going to go, he starts right away even before the crew. But, I mean, he doesn't start best before he dies. And we know that that question is dying itself, especially the hachanas of the crew. The crew is, right, that's what he says. I don't know. If you don't hold this tachiyah, then the Ziv requires a very powerful riot. No? I mean, this thing to say the case is closed. Put a machabah to bar child. That's it. Finished it. He put an offer to machabah to vav. Nothing to talk about. I paid it to the just a fundamental machlokas. I was trying to find any remez in the Rishonim, how they hold. It's very hard. You know why it's very hard? Because it wasn't common in those days. In those days, they didn't have telephones and telegrams. By the time you get the message that the person died, usually it was very rare. You understand? How they get the message? They're on horseback. They didn't have horses in those days. It's a war. So by the time they got there, the person was already long been buried. So it wasn't so common. And if it was so close, the packet would go. So I couldn't find Rishon. I couldn't even find anyone to refer to a Rishon to have to take a stand on this. Only thing I found was in the Chaim of Bruch. Host Aleph, and it's just cut in Psalm of Zion, quotes the Marasham, who quoted as the Ruah, who supposedly holds like Rebbe Foyle. Like a mush. Oh, a mush. Hold that these two gedolim that hold that the avelus begins immediately. That's what he quotes in the Ozeru. I don't have an Ozeru here. That's the only giloy at all. Hard to tell what the other Rishonim do. I would hold. Talach alamaisa, what do you do, Rabbi Oso? What do you do? So I would say, it's very hard to my career. Gedolim, the other one, both sides of the fence. Very hard to say who's right. So I thought that the Ikur Adin, that's nice, I think, more to where our Moshe said. That's what I thought. More to where our Paul said. I thought that it went in that direction. The Ikur Adin. And at the Prat, Halach Tira Mekel Ba'ovo, usually the cooler is to begin right away. Yeah, you want to step out of bail another day, you want to get it over with. So therefore I thought that should be the general stock. However, Bishat HaTzchak, the other direction, you make it like in the Tiv, not to begin right away. That's what the Evan Yaakov and Tiv, Simon, and the Simon Mem. We'll be ready to say, what's the case? Okay, to be like we saw very few earlier, we saw at the Pasuk of Masorim said, you want to sell his business. Remember we had that to avoid Yisra Malach. It's a study business before the avail to begin. But no, so he wants to say, in this kind of case, the Vega is a sin. To sell the business right away for the Pura, so that treat that in the time to be considered before the onset of the avail. This shayla is the main shayla is in the case that he can't come at all. No way he can come. What if he can come, but just not coming? So Rav Moshe has not sure that it depends on whether it's normal to take the trip. That's Rav Moshe's lashon. It's regular to take a trip, you know. So we explained before, we talked about Anita, that it's called Torah Amei. If he's an ordinary you know, he ordinarily flies all the time. The Kvoda may demand that he flies and gets his gets to the Leviathan, assuming he can't get there on time. He doesn't show up, Taka Ruach, it's an Avla. Then he's Taka and Aninus. So he's pointed out, he didn't say, oh, let someone else do it. No, it's exactly the part of Aninus, you do it. You don't want to do it, but you still Aninus. Too bad, you still Aninus. And then they're better disposed to the left of the Kvoda. But if it's not normal to fly just like that at the moment's notice, even though he could get there if he sees, then Rav Moshe says that Mikra Din Avel should begin right away. The Rav quoted a stock from Rav Moshe, which Rav Shechter printed in one of his Birurim Binyan Avelis, an unbelievable stock. This is the most incredible stock from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik Rav stock. Namely, we go to Kula both ways. Halacha did he make a bubble both ways? And he said on this, and he said, there's not less in the family. But Rav Paul and the Siv, both his ancestors. But he said that we got to cool it both ways. He said, let's say a person gets a telegram. Someone passed away on Wednesday, and the kavur is going to be on Thursday. So the Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said that the travail would not begin until Thursday, but you count the 7 days from Wednesday. Isaac has tied to the Sastri. Mamma should tie to the Sastri. Mamma should steer a glue in the day or day. No. Halacha they make all the mail. But if even the Bach is tied to the Sastri, when the two kulos are actually contradictory, the Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said, yup. Even Bach is tied to the Sastri. And he brought a raya, or maybe Rav Shechter brought a raya, somebody brought a raya from Ramban. Belongs later on in Sheet Vav. I'll mention to you briefly now. The Ramban says, this halacha l'maisa. The Ramban says, we just have it all the time. If someone passed away on a palmoy, let's say. So when does Shiva begin? No. You know, this everyone knows this din. It's the same as din. It happens, unfortunately, happens frequently. So when does Shiva begin? No. No. Who knew when does it begin? After Yantar. Whoa, hold on a second. Someone on a chutzlar now. When does Shiva end? 7 days starting from when? So you understand it's a Zodia. It's in Kaspara from Akhman Shapesa. Positive Sashi. Marisha. When I'm not a Gavelis, when I'm not a Gavelis on the second day on. So if you're not a Gavelis, I'm going to count as a Shiva. That's exactly what Rabban says. It's a Kaspara of a Sashi. It doesn't matter. But in one hand we say, it's fake of the Yonah. Maybe it's something, maybe it's cold. But maybe it's Gavelis, so we don't dine to actually Gavelis. On the other hand, maybe it's called a council of the Shiva. So the Rosh said, Rav Moshe says, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, and over here, attack at the time of the Sabbath. Doesn't matter. It's special then, a lot to make with Rav, it could be from the time of the Sabbath. Wow. That's quite a Kiddush. Yeah. We can leave camp early if that. We can find all the coolers and then go home. We have to find the coolers stuff. Flip the statement in those few weeks. What? No, that's, you're right. That's the point every month was. Of course, this is what the post can say. It's Kavua, Nikba, Makubu, like one sheet, and the other sheet is rejected again. But the fall is in the tip. Who, I mean, even though it's Don's notice like the fall, the post can say. But the Nativity can't just push away. I mean, the Yosha, the Machaber, he just smack a vet. But there's a standoff for close to it. So therefore we say, let's do the Nekka Rav, let's push a shot. Okay, so it's really a very, very interesting question, halacha over here. Yeah. Now, yes. What happened in the following case? The Mechaber said, we mentioned in Sif Bey, we mentioned before, the Gadol HaMishpacha, Hol HaMimo, Av Eilu Shebekan, in Amonim, Ela Mishay Kovet. We have to go to Kumar, wait for the Kfur. So the Shach writes in the present day, have the impression that the Mechaber is the Nebuch, the only Gadol HaKumar. What about Lekula? What about Lekula? Where the Gadol HaBayis stayed home and others went to the Kfur. What happens then? So the Ramban and the Rosh say, you go to Kul also. Look, you want to follow the Gadol HaBayis. Well, these be consistent and follow the Gadol HaBayis in all directions. If he went, everyone has to wait for the Kavura. If he stays, everyone can start immediately. Two gears in the Rishon of the Shachter. Now, the meaning would be, if the Gadol HaBayis stayed in Chutzlar, someone else went to Eretz Yisrael, and stayed there. If he came back, doesn't matter. If he came back, we passed it off. If he came back, that, well, not clear, but in certain cases, if he came back, he'd go with everybody. The Gadol, take that back. Start again. If the Gadol HaBayis stayed, and somebody else went and came back, then everyone agrees that he begins Avelis with everybody, counts with everybody else. Tokyo, but usually they come back right away. What? If the God of Abayas stayed home, and someone else, another relative is also coming back, within 3 days, he begins his Avelis with everybody, he completes his Avelis with everybody else. I think it's most thing. The question is Pakeris. What if he stays in Eretz Yisrael? The God of Abayas stayed behind. And so another relative went to the Kavur and stayed in Eretz Yisrael. What's it in? The Rechava is master of the Shachas B'chumrah. He has to have his own cat. He's not the God of Abayas stayed behind. The Shachas B'chumrah would seem to be maker like the Ramban and the Rosh and the Rishon. The Rosh to make a bubble. But that's an interesting question, how long? Sorry? Yeah. He started off with that. I mean, that's the Ramban. That's the Bhagavad Gita, who said it's what the argument is, what the Ramban and the Rosh. The God of Abayas wins, period. If he goes, he wins, and they lose, and if he comes, and if he stays, he wins, and they gain.
Tell me, even if they don't come back?
I think I thought it was after the Shaka and the same Shaka, the Rosh and the Ramban. So that's how I also understood. But, maybe not. No? Okay. Now, when does Avelis begin? Hakul. When does Avelis begin? Nu, what does the Gemara say? Mishay what? Mishay Yitzosim Agolo. What is a Golo? For the Russians, the whole Machalikim. Something a Golo means the Oren. The minute they make the Oren, everybody starts Avelis. No one's known this way, Allah. No one's known this way. Some say it's a Matzeva, or give up. It's a wait for a year. No one knows that way either. We pass like the Russians have raw, I mean, Kisi HaKever Be'Ofer. So the Shulchan Aruch passed it. Simas, Nigma, Simas HaKever Be'Ofer. But Nigma are both sides. Not like today in America, there's a terrible thing in certain places. They go to Levaya, they're too lazy. Bad enough that we don't do what it says in Ofer Rashi. I don't understand what our head is. I guess it's too tough to manage. Maybe there's a union, we can't do it. Shedin Rashi and Beitza said the, you know, you're supposed to have this with the top of the mace. We allow Chil Yatsar. That's a shaming. In order to let Jews be the top of. So the Rashi says they have to do Chatsiva Sakemer. But Jews have to go and dig the grave. Dig the hole. I never saw this happen in America. Can't do a union, huh? Too hard? You get a machine. No one does it by hand. Yeah, we had to undertake a strike. Lubavitch went to the bench. They dug with shovels with Gefela. But they have machines. Relation to Chorak, it should be the Sachar Kadisha, we should get a Jew to run the machine. Press the button. Not pressing a button, no, you press the button. You can learn how to run one of those, we have these trucks. What do you call it? You know, it's those sharp looking, you know what I'm talking about, the sharp teeth. What's that called? Whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? Not a butcher, whatever it is. I'm quite sure that in all the barrels in America, the Goyim, do Chassidus HaKeres.
What am I going to do? It's against the Rashi. I don't know. India Dang, maybe the Indian will let us in. I don't know. Oh! So filling up the Kavura. You can say that's before the Kavura. That's not the Kavura. That's the Kiddush Rashi. That's not the Kavura. That's the prerogative of the Kavura. That's not the Kavura. It's not the holy dig in the van. They're before the Mace. That can be done 10 years ago. Yeah, that's not. Okay. The Rashi said it. That's it. But the Kavura itself of Vada has to be done Dafka by Eden. Dafka. Unfortunately, people are too lazy to do it. Hard. A lot of work. It's a lot of work. They're not in good shape. Because really, people who do it, they're not in good shape. Khalil, they can get suffer pain right there. No, all right. You can't. Unless you want to party. If you can, it's just to do it. Somebody they go to all the vitals. Able-bodied men there. And they throw up a little bit of dirt. 1, 2, 3. Cover the orange so you can't see it. Just with a little thin layer. And they run to the cottage and run out. So the Kobo rants and he raves and he rails and attacks and he screams and he yells. How can he do such a thing? Terrible. It is terrible. As far as everything else that he's done, amazing. The affair doesn't even begin, technically speaking, until after the Kavura is totally completed. And there's a Nigmar Dima Takeva Biroch. It's a very, very bad thing. What? To the top. A little bit above the Sura Takeva. Masu above the ground level, with a little, make a little hump. You have to do. Another problem, who lowers the body into the Mokum Kavura? The Horus. Who carries the mace from the herd? The Dapsal Yidayim only. Sometimes you have to fight with the understanding. These guys are in a rush, they can do it faster, and they don't want to be hanging around while you do it. And they can find a release. Even if the release doesn't help, I told the Buffalo once, some guys in the shiur had a terrible night. I think some Buffalo in the shiur came to me. Once it flew and I had this mamash come out, I can make it. The Buffalo in the shiur with me. You know, and in the time, I'm not sure. I don't remember if that was time or a different time. The husband and wife, one of those two, where I watched them reach through the Kavura, and the undertakers wanted to shovel the dirt. They wanted to just take a bulldozer, yeah, just 2 seconds, finish it. And I stood in the way. And Mama tried to run me over. They're not exactly refined. They wanted to push me into the kettle with the bulldozer. Not they had to jump out of the way. How could I come? I feel you could have the whole thing, the whole mix of fluids, to do the fluids, to take the dirt and to bury the knife. That's exactly what it is. Now you're arguing about Yarbrough, man. But it was a terrible, terrible. And as a matter to have these things now, some of it's very important. That's what we have to perform. You can't lower it, if possible. But they have a... They have like a rope or strap, right? And you can press a button. Yeah. You press a button, and the button lowers the iron automatically down to the, and then you pull the strap. Yeah, that's how it works. I was nothing wrong with it. Only one thing. A year you press the button. With the maker by sisters or by masters, so it could be maker there too. But a year you press the button. It was less cover, but some of this can't help it. Some of this is very hard. You get stuck between two other kavaras. You can't move. They can do it. The undertaker, sure, they could jump all over it, but you didn't have trouble doing it. But I would say if you can't, we try the hospital to do it. They're more covered, holding the two on each side, holding the holes and lower. But if you have to do it with the button, okay, I don't have enough manpower for that. You have to be able-bodied. You can't get people who are older people. You have to be, okay, good, fine. But let me press the button. Okay? It says it's from somewhere. So one of the books says. You press the button, at least it's Kavura Kishor, not the Kavura they know. Oh. So now the Shilas are both died. So they finished the Simas of Kevipa. When does the Avelis begin? I want exactly when. So right there, no? That's the second. You just finished the Simas of Kevipa. You start the Avelis. When do you take off your shoes? Yeah? No. That's a bizarre and amazing they do. Terrible.
we should both do, I mean, let's be just honest. If people have to sit there, it takes 10 minutes, it takes 20 minutes, like, as long as it takes, it takes. And you have to be finished to do it at chemical ground level and maximum above. And then when that happens, then it's a cottage, and that's when the avails begin. When you take off, when they take off the shoes. So the Shulchan Aruch says, we saw him as well, where he's Badera, right? There's no need to be Cholet Minol. But after Nogin Lachos Minol, Akashima Tokolomi Yad, immediately. What's going on? They call, what's the old mini, what's the new mini? The Aruch HaShulchan has a very fascinating expression, it's just here. He says, look, you want the Avedis to begin right away? Maybe, first by the time you get home, it'll be after dark. You miss the day that way. Well, some you should start avails immediately. So the olden days, were other ways to start avails right away. Namely how, Atifa Sarosh, for example. Just cover his head, that was it. So it's not as there, we don't have Atifa Sarosh. But the only way to show that you begin avails immediately is how? By taking off the shoes. That's the reason for the change in the minute from the olden days to Zman HaZeh. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan explain. But the Aruch HaShulchan says, you take off your shoes right away to show Avelos began, and as soon as you get out, you put them back on again. Oh. But the Ritzvah is an important question. I have no time to talk about now, tomorrow, but the Ritzvah says that even if you did not do anything, the Avelos begins right away, the count begins right away, nonetheless. At the end of tomorrow, we'll start with the first time. We have to review what we discussed yesterday concerning the Gadol HaBayis. Many people were bewildered, befuddled, confused. Not surprising, it's a difficult figure. But we have to review it anyway. Start from the beginning. The Gemara tells us on Chafalas and Beis, the Indian of Gadol HaBayis, we spent some time talking about who is the Gadol HaBayis, what the Shir of Makom Koro, how it's measured in the time of the Gemara, how it's measured today. We also saw Machlokas, this is the first major Machlokas, as far as what happens if the person who's coming from far away knew about the Avelos, or actually began the Avelos, before he arrived. The Rosh says that if he, well, it starts out this way. The Rambam is also, as long as he knew about it, he gets no hanacha to be a moan. The Rosh Lashon, as the Achronim say, is even if he knew about it, he's still alright, as long as he didn't start observing the Avelos, then he's gone. Whereas the Ramban, it's quite clear, it doesn't make a difference. He heard, he didn't hear, presumably he started, he didn't start. No difference whatsoever. Okay, that was the first major question which came to our attention. Then we had this Gemara on Chabez and Manala, which was mysteriously omitted by the Rif, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, of Halak Gadol HaBayis HaBayis HaKvar. We had a number of different interpretations of what the Gemara means and why the Mefarshim left it out. Let's review briefly. What is the Gemara referring to? The Ramban quotes from the Rav and the Rizkeis, and the Rav is almost the same. It's a slight difference in what the words mean, but it's really the same shita. But the shaila is, someone came from Makom Koro, and he is ordinarily nitzal to the Gadol HaBayis, he's mono to the Gadol HaBayis, so when he came, his luck, the Gadol HaBayis wasn't there. He went away to the Beis HaKvar. But do we say that he's condemned, he can follow the Gadol HaBayis anyway? Gemara resolved that if he comes, the Gadol HaBayis comes back within 3 days, then the someone who came with Makom Koro can follow him, can follow the Gadol HaBayis to save these 2 days that he came late. That's how the Rishonim understand. Okay, and this fact is found in the Ramo. We mentioned yesterday, the Ramo quotes his fact, Lahalok. Even though we follow a Shimon Sheet that 7 days is a critical factor, so that you can even get save the whole Shimon if you come to the seventh day, but when Menachem is still there, that's only as far as when you come, when the outsider comes. If you go to Abaya, it has to have returned within 3 days, then we say as if he never left. He came again for 3 days, even according to Shimon, according to these Yishonim, it would be no good. Okay. The
wow, that sounds like a press conference. Yes, Dave.
When the girl bikes go away,
we're discussing right now the question you hit me with another question. When did the God of the Bible go away over here? At first glance, if you don't want any other further information of anything outside the Babylonian Talmud, you would assume that the God of the Bible went away, he took the orange to the Great Mishmaros and came back. It's a simple interpretation. If that's the case, David, then as long as he's going along with the orange, certainly no avail. Once he buries the maid, and the Chori should say, there is a bit. But David Dove is already predicting that something's going to be a snag already over here. Because the Rosh is the one who said, wow, what the Rosh says? It's all going to fit together with Shitosa. What the Rosh says? So once you start doing the Avelis, you have no more Hanachot. You have no longer any cool to go to Abayit, right? So how the apostles are referring to a case of the God of Abayas went along. He went along with the Sibonese. He knew when the Kavur was. He did the Kavur himself. So then he presumably had thought of Elis right away. So the answer is no. There's another connection to the Russians. The Kavur and the Tamas, point that was mentioned yesterday. But the Russians understand the case of Holoch, God of Abayas, and of course, not that he went for the Kavur. No. He already, the Kavur was, everyone thought of Elis together, etc. Then he had to go to take care of the Matseva. Then the poor outsider lucked out and walked in when the guy was running after the Matseva shop there. On the island there, they would have one from a saver shop. So he was there, and the guy walked in. So the shaila can his avelus then be filed with the rabbi who happened to not have been home with the time that he walked in? That's the shaila. That's the point of the rush.
The girl
by himself. Like the girl by himself has to keep avelus except those things. You don't keep when you leave the house. You can't go barefoot. That's all right. But other than that, you have to keep avelus. You can't go and take a shower at the Matseva store. I mean, that wouldn't be allowed. Yeah, about it. Okay, Rosh for sure. He's going to start there. Yes, John.
Yes, I thought the reason that
the few Russians
talking
about
Matseva
because of the
Yerushalmi. Correct.
Not because of, I understand. That's why I said before, the Babylonian Talmud. I meant didn't have the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, give it away now, that the Yerushalmi said that if the God of the Bible went to the face of Kavaris, then everybody has to wait for him. Took the opposite. Not that people have a break. People have chumrus. Right, that's what led the rush. But I'm saying it's also Luchu Minei Obey.
Well, if we say
he started with them, he was with everybody when they found that he died. What?
No, they say that he started to count originally. He heard originally. He heard the upon that he died.
Not true. How can he start a veil right away? He's still going with his Zaninus. It's not a veil. Okay, have it your way. I have a different reason why the rush says that. Okay. More? Yeah?
I thought the ragged dog was on the road.
Probably.
What if he comes back and he's not, the God of Abayas is not there?
Okay. A little bit. It might be fair. Yes, ma'am.
If the God of Abayas comes back and he's born,
no good. The God of Abayas has to come back day three. Or earlier. Okay. Now, fine. The Ramban, Paskin, Halacha Lemaisa, against that Yerushalmi, which you just mentioned now. And the Ramban understands to reverse. Ramban says that if somebody goes along with the mace and comes back, no matter who's the god or the custom, doesn't make one bit of difference. The minion is determined by those who stay behind, and whoever wants to stay solo and comes back counts with them. That's how the Ramban says. It's a very important thought of the Ramban. That's a major thought of the Ramban. And of course, according to what I just said a minute ago, Jonah, the Ramban, the Shitasa. Ramban is the one who said that it doesn't make a difference if you saw this count, you heard, you didn't hear, you saw, you didn't stop. You can still have this idea, this kind of hanocha, you can have a break. Ramban is quite clear. He said that you can compare the two cases, of cotton of Boyetel Godel, to Godel of Boyetel Hanisharim, if the Godel went to the Beit HaKvaros. Thanks. But my understanding is all together. Even though he started counting, started the Velas before he got there, he knew about it, he started. It doesn't make a difference if the sheet is to Ramban. This is the Ramban sheet. Now.
the question now becomes, the Rif and the Rambam left out the whole Gemara. The question is why I left it out. It's number one question. The question is what is it? What is it? Sheet? And two, how do we pass on Halacha L'maaseh? Let's go briefly. So the Makabit quoted the Rambam's lashon verbatim, and he also left out the Rambam left out. So Gemara on that first day. The question is why did he leave it out? As I mentioned before, the Rambam quotes the sheet of the Rach and the Skeis, maybe the Rai would agree, maybe disagree. Which the Rambam quotes the Torah to others. So the Shah quotes the Beis Yosef, who understood that the Rif and Rambam's omission, very simply, the whole Gemara Shailan from Beis and Aleph, Holoch Beis, Godel Abayis, Beis HaKvaris, is going according to the Tanakhama. And we pass Nekam Shimon. That's what the Rambam already suggested. Again, the Rambam left out the whole Gemara because the Gemara goes according to the Tanakh. We pass Nekam Shimon. Oh, the question. But that's just a bunch of words. But what happened? What's the din? So it's like this: the way the Beis Yosef understood that, according to Rav Shimon, the God of Abayis begins. Rav Shimon says that the Rish and Rambam left out this Gemara of Beis because the Gemara is Abayis according to the Tanakh. We pass like Rav Shimon. So according to Rav Shimon, what happened? That the God of Abayis would still start the Kvura, Bishat Kvura, even though Chazal is Libes HaKvur, and someone who's born in Mokom Koro, Nimshach Akro, there's no need for the Shulchan Aruch to spell out anything special over here. What's the din? We have a general din. What's the general din? That if the Baal in Mokom Koro comes before day seven, he follows the Gadol HaBayis, right? And says, so what's the Gadol HaBayis going to do?
Hey, Steve Cotton Yudbeis explains that the Mechaber Katan Yudbeis explains that the Mechaber in Siv Beis passes like the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that Misha Darkan Ashloach HaMesam Dina Acherat HaKavro and Chilin Ve'enim Yodim Masa Yikavro Me'esh Yagdur Panei with the Lavos Matzilin Limnel Shiva Vishloshim U'matzilin Le'yitabel Ta'holkam Imo Monim Mishi Yikavro Vim Godol HaMishpoch HaHolech Imo Af Eilu Shebekan Einam Monim Ela Mishi Yikavro. So on the contrary, with Golachumra, that if the Godol HaBayit goes with the Aron and comes back later, and even those who stayed behind do not begin to count Avelos until the Godol HaBayit returns. Now, the Ramah is quiet, doesn't say anything, whereas the Ramah in Sifchet says, V'yeshamrim da'afilu l'mbo ha'echot v'ein ha'godol ba'bayim rak sh'holach l'tzorach ha'meik imchod v'tol gimel yomim ha'vik ilu hu ba'bayim v'abot tol gimel no ne'mor v'l'chor et sepela. Here the Ramah says that the godol ha'bayim is counting from the very beginning, with l'chor according to the mechaber of days, the godol ha'bayim first counts from later on. So the answer must be, as the Korban Estana we mentioned earlier, that Ramah in Sifchet is referring to a case where the Godol HaBayit began together with everybody else, and in the middle he went out. So in that case, we say that the person who came in, even if the Godol HaBayit is not there at that moment, counts with everybody else who began with the Godol HaBayit before he left. However, if the Godol HaBayit did not begin Avelos with everybody else, went through the Kfur and came back, then everybody waits according to the Mechaber and Ramah until after the Godol HaBayit returns. However, the Shach continues, if one wants to suggest that the Shulchan Aruch holds like the Ramban, the Ramban is a Mekil, seems to be going against the simple Pshat in the Yerushalmi, we have a possibility, and that is to agree with the Mordechai. The Mordechai says in Siman Tav Kuf Aleph that the Yerushalmi is referring to a case in which the Godol HaBayit lives in the Makom HaKvur. If the Godol HaBayit lives in the Makom HaKvur, then we say that the Godol HaBayit first begins to count at the time of the Kvur, and everybody else has to wait for him. However, and that would be the only case in which the Mechaber Siv Beis passed in that way. However, in the case where the Godol HaBayit does not leave at the Makom HaKvur, then the Godol HaBayit and everybody else will begin counting from much earlier, when the others were Ma'aseh Paneihem in Amex. However, that which the Shach says that the Mechaber must hold this way, Shach is called Yudbeis, and the Mechaber must hold this distinction of the Mordechai, and the fact that the Mechaber quoted the Lashon of the Rambam, he says, is difficult. Because here the Mechaber didn't mention Godol HaBayit at all in Sifchet. And that's what the Shach suggests, that even the Ramban agrees with the distinction of the Mordechai, is not Mukhrach at all. Poshepshat is that we don't follow the Mordechai. There's no zeich anywhere in the Mechaber and the Ramah to Shitas HaMordechai. It's a way of resolving all the problems, but the Ika Chosim and HaSefer. But rather the teretz to the spear between Siv Beis and Siv Ches, as the Korban Esanel said, in Siv Beis, the Godol HaBayit left before the Kvura to go do the Kvura, and Siv Ches referring to a case where the Godol HaBayit left after the Kavura was done and Shiva was begun to take care of the Maseva or something of that nature. Memela, it comes out that the Mechaber and the Ramah are not like the Ramban, but like the Rishonim and Siv Beis. This is what the Chorah should come out. truth of the matter is, Pasha Pshat is that the Ritz and the Rambam learned the Gemara Zibaya as the same way as the Rimigash, as we had mentioned earlier. The Rimigash, don't forget, was the Talmud of the Ritz and the Rebbe indirectly of the Rambam. And the Rimigash, as we explained earlier, as we said in the name of the Evan Yaakov, has a different interpretation entirely. Namely, that the Rimigash learns that the case of the idea of Gadol Habayis is Lav Davka, as we shall see soon, and the result, the entire Gemara, the entire Yibayin, the Gemara, goes according to the Tanakam, not according to Rabbi Shimon. And even though Rabbi Yochanan said, Afilu Hala Gadol Habayis Uves HaKvar, that's according to the Tanakam. We passed according to Rabbi Shimon, and therefore the Rif and Rama left out the entire Sukkah, as we said earlier. What's the Hezber? Because according to Rabbi Shimon, as long as the Mekayim Shiva, then whoever comes back is considered nitzal to them, is considered secondary to them, even without a Gadol Habayis at all. There's no Gadol Habayis. Or if the Gadol Habayis had been there, those are the two pshatim we had mentioned, the name of the Evan Yaakov pshat in the Rimigash. Those two pshatim, which he had suggested, the male is obvious. The Gadol Habayis went to the Beit HaKvaros. It's nothing. And that's why the Rif and the Rambam say, "Behu shematzu menachman etul Gadol Habayis." The Rif and the Rambam never mentioned the word Gadol Habayis as a separate din. They never mentioned it. Since he passed like a Shemit, as long as anybody comes back and finds him the people sitting Shiva, he simply counts with them. Only according to the Tanakama holds this is a special halacha. You have to come back within 3 days, then you can say this special halacha has certain prote dinim, and one of the prote dinim might be the Gadol Habayis has to be there at the precise moment that the Bali Malkum Karov arrived. And that's the Gemara's Shaila, and the Gemara says it's enough to be counted within 3 days. Memela, if that's the case, one could suggest that there's a special halacha bo achad Malkum Karov, and the Polchel Mitzvah in Hamed. One could suggest everybody counts for himself, not like the Yerushalayim that they're all nigger after the Gadol Habayis, not like the Ramban that they all begin from the very beginning, especially if there's no Gadol Habayis. This is what one might possibly suggest. The tremendous nafkamina l'maisa is manazeh. If the Gadol Habayis goes there to stroll with the niftar and returns immediately, according to the Korban Asanel, he's mona liatmo. Especially if he was knowing a little bit of Avelis in Eretz Yisrael, he took off his shoes, so he already began his own counting in Eretz Yisrael, so then he would have to count for the extra day or two. However, according to the Shach, he would count with everybody else. Why? Because he doesn't live in Eretz Yisrael, doesn't live in the Makom Kvura. And Mordechai says, if he doesn't live in Makom Kvura, he would be Nigrar after everybody else who began sitting Shiva at the airport, or when they bid farewell to the maid at the time of the Leviathan. As a matter of fact, in certain places in Eretz Yisrael, they're makpid that the Avel who comes along with the Aron should not begin to observe any Avelis whatsoever in Eretz Yisrael. And some say the reason is that, once he begins Avelis, he can't leave the house. Can't leave. We already explained that that's not the case. That once there's an important need to leave, a person may leave the house to continue the shiva in a different place. But one might suggest a different reason, that if the, according to the Korban Asano, the person who is traveling together with the Aaron, if he begins his shiva in Eretz Yisrael, maybe he'd have to count a few extra, a day or two extra. And that might be the reason for this custom of not allowing them to begin to observe the Shiva in Eretz Yisrael. And as according to the Geshe Rachayim, who hold that when there's no Godel Habayis, the one Ovel is considered secondary to the majority of Avelim. This Nachkamina would exist even if there's no Godel Habayis. And in many cases, there is no Godel Habayis. One brother goes to Eretz Yisrael, four brothers stay behind. So then the same Nachkamina apply in that kind of a case. Of course, according to the Ramban in this case, even the Godel Habayis would count with the remainder of the brothers who stayed behind. In any event, even if he began his Avelus in Eretz Yisrael, according to the Ramban, this problem would not exist, because the Ramban seems to learn that as long as you the majority of the Avelim are beginning to observe the Shiva in at the time of the they're saying farewell to the mate, and then the person who comes back would join together with them. As a matter of fact, it's difficult. You don't understand the Shach. The Shach passes like the Ramban, but he doesn't seem to make this point. And the question becomes, halacha l'maaseh, what do you do? So the Chora wants to say, as the Shach said, halacha k'divrei ha-mekel bi-ovel, and we should follow the Ramban. According to the Ramban, we go l'kula, that the person who flew with the Aron to Eretz Yisrael will in any and all cases resumed his count when he comes back together with the relatives who stayed behind and will be able to get up from Shiva together with them. That's the tzak of the Shach based in the Ramban, which is how Loch Chatei Ramek will be over. But Moshe Paskin that the din is we should follow the Mechaber. The Mechaber says that Kol Echad is Mono Le'atmo, at least when there's no Godel Habayis, against the Shach. And the truth of the matter is that the Shach is difficult. It's difficult twice. Number one, the Shach's assumption of the Mechaber holds like the Mordechai is very difficult. As we said before, it's Ikka Chosim and Asayfe. And if I mention this distinction between whether the Godel Habayis is Kovar Esames, where he lives, or Kovar Esames, in a place where the God of Abayas himself does not live. He's not even mentioned. And two, the question of whether the should have mentioned a distinction between the case of where he heard about it, where he was knowing the Avelus, where he wasn't knowing the Avelus, where he heard about the Avelus, all these distinctions which were made earlier are not even mentioned. So, l'chora, if one wants to say halacha k'divrei ha-mekel b'ovel, we can say it, but say it based on the Ramban. But it's difficult to say that the Mechaber himself holds that way. So if one wants to be find a consistent approach found in the Rishonim, for the best way we say halacha k'divrei ha-mekel b'ovel like the Ramban himself, which really goes against the Shulchan Aruch. And don't forget there could be another nafka mina in Siv Beis. Siv Beis, the Mechaber, because the Rishonim, and the Godel HaMishpacha Holech Imo, but the Ramban says we don't pass like that Yerushalmi. So if one wants to follow the din of Halacha K'divrei Ha-mekel b'ovel, one could suggest that we can make it even against the Mechaber. Because if you want to be consistent and follow the Ramban, one should be make it in that case that the Godel HaMishpacha and everybody else should begin from the time that the other people bid farewell to the mace. This would be the best way to paskin based on Halacha K'divrei Ha-mekel b'ovel. Of course, one could also follow the Shach, because after all, it's not didn't make it up himself. He quoted from the Mordechai, and the Mordechai's Mokar is the Marami Wittenberg and Hilchos Lochos Simen Ayin Gimel, and he said it in order to answer this kasha. In order to answer this kasha, there shouldn't be a Machlokas, the Bavli, and the Rishali. In order to answer this kasha, the Marami Wittenberg suggested that the Yerushalmi referred to a case where he lives in the place of the Kfura, the Godel Habayis, and the Bavli not. So although it's difficult to assume that the Mechaber holds this way, as we said earlier, but one could paskin this way of the Maaseh based on the Marami. Generally, Marami Wittenberg is a very accepted posuk for us, so we could follow the Shach based on the fact that we found the Marami Wittenberg. But to say that that's the Shach in the Mechaber is very difficult. It comes out in certain cases, the din of, according to the Mechaber, the din of Godel Habayis will come out of Chumrah, not a Kulah. The din of Godel Habayis is a chumrah, according to the Mechaber himself, it's a chumrah that the Gadol HaBayis goes there to Israel, everyone has to wait until he comes back in order to begin the Aveilus. And the din of the Kula, the particular din of a Kula, that everyone is nigra after the Gadol HaBayis, even the Kula, is very rare. Why? Because the Mechaber says in Sivtet, that the Bobby Malcolm Karam, the only time he can have the Chapa on the Kula is the Gadol HaBayis, and then Rabban Hurim, B'shalosh Shama Shemeis, Achebroch. It's very rare that the person going to come to Manazah and not hear about it. He hears it, gets a telephone call, he knows about it. So this is a discussion we mentioned earlier. What happens if he did hear about it but didn't actually begin the Aveilus? As we alluded to a few minutes ago, the Minigan Eretz Yisrael not to begin the Aveilus for that reason. We mentioned before that's a little bit schwer. So according to the simple pshat, you have to have not heard about it to enjoy the cool of Gadol HaBayis. It's very rare as one of them. So you end up with a chumrah, yes, and with the cooler, no, according to Pesach and Mechaber. This being the case, perhaps you should try to limit the application of Gadol HaBayis based on the halacha, kedivrei hamekel ba'avah. So perhaps it's the pasuk of B'Kivegah. B'Kivegah says that whenever there are two brothers who live in separate homes, there's no din of Gadol HaBayis. Even if one is a little bit more influenced than the other, that's not considered to be in the category of Gadol HaBayis. The quote over here, Dr. Mabohu, Nigra Achar Gadol Kron, Bonav, Mebeza, Hasarol, and Mishmato, Osmuchim, Ashokhan, of Yoshim, Vidar, Mebeza, Oz, Nigra, Hu, Gadol HaBayis, Lidover, Zeh. But if Achim, Adoram, Mebayis, Mabel, Mutbrodin, Ishmi, Alokiv, so then the Gadol HaBayis, when it comes to brothers, generally speaking, if they're all married and living separately, it wouldn't apply. Perhaps the only application of Gadol HaBayis would be if a woman is nifter, her husband, assuming he's b'koch also, would have the status of Gadol HaBayis as the Gesher HaChaim Paskin. L'chor, one should argue if the husband is a very old man, and he himself is Samach al Shulchan Bonav, it's hard to say that he is the Gadol HaBayis, although they're mechabed him and the kibbutz to the boy, but many of the decision making processes have already been transferred to the children. So, but if he is the Koch also, he would be the Gadol HaBayis. What if I care? If the husband dies, is the wife considered the Gadol HaBayis? So, in the Gesher HaChaim is Master, she's not the Gadol HaBayis. She's not the Gadol HaBayis. And there is no Gadol HaBayis. The Chidushim of Biurim, he suggests in those gimels of Katan Aleph that the Isha is the Gadol HaBayis. I would say it's a Hakol Lefi'a Inyan. If in fact the wife is the one who makes all the decisions and her sons are kafuf to her, then she probably is the Gadol HaBayis. If the sons make the decisions and the mother does not make all the decisions, then maybe the mother is not considered the Gadol HaBayis. The Gadol HaBayis can exist if Chalila, a child, is nifter. Then there's the father of the child and siblings. Then the father would certainly be the Gadol HaBayis. Again, as soon as he's the Kohosov. The Shah would be interesting. Shah would be the halacha if the Gadol HaBayis, in fact, lived in Eretz Yisrael. And the maid was sent from Chutzlar to Eretz Yisrael. Do we apply the din of Yerushalmi according to the Mordechai? Do we say that Yerushalmi according to the Mordechai is limited to the case that the Gadol HaBayis came from one place to the other? For example, from New York to Eretz Yisrael. He went along with the Aron, and then he did the Kavura. So then we say that the din of Yerushalmi applies, everyone has to wait for him? Or should the exact same thing apply if the Aron is sent from New York to Eretz Yisrael with no one on the airplane, and the Gadol HaBayis meets the Aron at the airport in Eretz Yisrael and does the Kavura? Maybe the din of the Yerushalmi should apply there too. I'm not sure. Now, the Shachas of Kav Yud Gimel has an interesting aura. The Ramah says, "Ba'bot Hol Gimel Monei Moem." In fact, the Shachas of Kav Yud Gimel, women have Ba'bot Hol Gimel Monei Moem. Even Ba'bot Hol Zion is should be the same. That's the Shachas Kasha. It's a Kav Yud Gimel. Lo Yadana Lama Hitzchir Sheyavol Hol Gimel. All the Torah Zu Da'atur. Ein Zorach Rach Shagolu Yashu Tov Gimel. Vachilu Bo Akor V'yom Zayin Lo Nei Moen. As the Shach Efter the Nokat Tov Gimel the Rebusa. Ach Al Ti Shabo Bo O Shalohoya Zoro Abayit Abayit. V'yom Zorach Lomen Bo Akor Gimel Bo Shachodur Agoro Tov Gimel. And it came as a prashto lishna zarosh. That's what the Shach suggests. Another suggestion the Shach says is that from Rashi, it would appear that also the Goldflosser refers to the Bali Mokom Korok and not to the Godel Habayit. And there are more, perhaps, as Machmah went to both sheets. And therefore it requires that the Bali Mokom Korok should come within 3 days, the Machmah Meshitas Rashi. So look on the Kovan Asanos of Kovan Chos, he talks about this as well. Now, Steve Kemet in Avela Simen Dalat quotes the famous machlokes between Rav Benitziv and Rav Paul Shapiro, his son-in-law. If someone hears from far away through a telegram or nowadays a telephone that his relative died and it's impossible for him to reach the Mokom HaTfura in time, what's Allah? So the Benitziv passed, you should not do Avelas right away until the Zman HaTfura. When the Zman HaTfura comes, then you begin Averus, but not when you hear about the Petirus. How does he know this? So he's Medayek it from the Lashon of the Mechaber, who says, Eini Yodea Masa Yikover. So then they begin counting right away. But if you do know, you have to wait. The Ramosh and Igris Moshe Chelik Alav Simen Reishon and Gimel is Docha the Raya. It's just a Simen the Alma. It's a Simen the Alma to know if Daito Olav or ain't Daito Olav. If you're so far away, it's not shy to even go. Ain't Daito Olav. Even if you know exactly when there's going to be a Kvura. So if Rav Moshe suggests, perhaps the Avela should begin immediately. And the Nitziv writes, and the Kolbok in Perek Dalet, Sim and Aleph, Kod Chavov, quotes from the Imre Yoshe, that maybe the only time over here you start right away is where you were metapa with the mace. So since you were metapa with the mace, you completed your tipa with the mace, you have their ponos, that's have the halakhic status of kavura, which is Gemara. But if you didn't do anything when the mace was nipped there far away, you heard about it on the telephone, and you didn't do any tipa directly with the mace, then the tip suggests the whole halakha of beginning of Eros immediately does not apply. If this svara be correct, not everyone agrees to it, it'll be interesting, Shabbat. What'll happen if, in fact, the son does people the maids, but long distance? He's on the telephone for 6 hours straight, long distance, and there is this role arranging the Mokom HaKvura, or arranging with the Chevra Kadisha, or calling up the relatives, or putting an ad in the newspaper. All the halachas. What's it in? Let's say, as far as Aninus is concerned. So you notice the machlokas, the same machlokas in Sivan and River Faro. Is there aninus in the time up until the kvura? So the Nitziv said yes, and the Rafal said no. But that's in the case where the person is sitting far away and can't lift a finger, nothing to do. But here, Lachor, even according to Rabbi Rafael, the aninus would apply. If that's the case, in this kind of a situation, perhaps even Imre Yosher and would agree that if he completes the Avela and his people with the mates, even via the telephone, the Avela should begin right away. Maybe the Nitziv would also agree, or at least according to that Svara in the Nitziv, even though you do know or can find out exactly what moment the Avela will take place. The Nitziv brought another Raya from the Shulchan Aruch in Siv Vav, where it says, Misho, you should solve over the Chavmas for over the Acheret, the Nog Avela from Yad, etc., etc., etc. So the impression is that what happened? What did the Mechaber say? a hakach no de lo shadayan omer b'tzliva, also avelus lo ololo. V'chol de ramona mishu yikaro mishu nisyasa lo shmiru kavro. Why? Why that avelus not count? But he already was told that the relative died. He can't go to the place of the kfur. So my hakamina is before the kfur. According to Rabbi Farel, he did the right thing. The shiva should have set in immediately. So why shouldn't this count through the minion of shiva? You see, there's no avel, it's before the kfur. Even though the pshuta is not going to go over to that place, that's the pashim shahat and the chabit. So Rabbi Farel says that's paraya. There, they didn't give rishus to do the kfur. They didn't give rishus to do the kfur, so then of course, the avel is not chal. But in our case, with the kfur, rishus to the kfur is given, then it's considered kilu nikfar for someone who's in a faraway place. What are we showing all about this machlok? Very difficult to find out. In the Chidushim of Biurim, Os Aleph, Sof Sivkot and Samach Zayin, quotes from the Marashan, who says that from the Oros of Ruah would appear like a Moshe and like a Rufoil, that there is a Velus immediately when the maids is not the Eero. But beyond that, Diuk of the Marasham and Oros of Ruah, it's hard to find out what the Rishonim held about this Nakuda. What do you hold? Malachal and Maisa? The Chasopik, we can't be Machmir the Shaila. Even though it's Yos and Nota like Rav Moshe, that you should start a veil right away, the Pshuta. So therefore, in Chorosh, it's Flavia Lacha, but Lacha, it's Ibrahim Megil, the Yavu. It's a general rule, the cool is to start a veil right away, the Chor. Because if you start, what's it, postpone the veil till later, so it's probably going to cost you an extra day of Shiva later on. So it's better to start right away. The Chor, one could argue though, the Bishas HaTchak, it can be Megil like the Netziv as well. Halach Kedirah Hamegu Biyovel, in the sense that the person wants to be the Eved Yaakov is the Eved Simon Mem, he wants to take care of his Mizchor and a certain coolness by Aninus, so perhaps it can be Megu and say like the Netziv that there's no Avelis immediately. Some want to say, the Rav once suggested, that maybe you can say both coolness. You make it like the Netziv to start the Avelis later. And like the refoil, that the Avelis ends based on when you should have started the count even earlier. Even though it's a tithe of the Sasri, you still sell off to the Remekel Bavo. This is a perhaps we'll discuss at some future time. Now, you note that you've been discussing a case where it was impossible for the person to arrive in time for the Kfur. What happens if it's possible for him to arrive, but he simply decides not to go? So Rav Moshe writes in that Shuva, so the Chora is totally, at least as far as Aninus is concerned, in weather, totally on weather, it's regular though, normal to come. What do I mean normal to come? He once explained that if it's normal to come, the distance which is traveled is not so overwhelming. People make this trip even for pleasure and for no reason, they pick up and go. That would be something which would be appropriate for them to go, and it's time for them to, there's enough time. Someone dies in Yerushalayim, they're not going to wait for him. Nothing to talk about. But it's a different case. We're from one country to another, one state to another, or another part of Israel where they're willing to wait. And he is a frequent flyer, and covered a mess would require him to go. So if he doesn't go, then really it's not right. Because then he has a din of aninus. Aninus means he should be spending his time out involved in covered a mess. And then if he's an aninus, it would not be an avelus. However, if it's a trip which is so long or so difficult for him, given his conditions, whether it be the financial conditions or health conditions, that he would never would ever make it a trip, then the Chora, according to Rav Moshe, he'd be an Avel. Even on Metzias, if he hopped the next plane and would fly out in time, he'd be able to arrive in time for the Levi. The Chora, Halacha L'maisa, we should follow this sheet. Now, the look on Tosis, the Ramatul Mahadrisu, and the shaft of cotton base, from the Machabi, you get the impression that we follow the idea of Gola Bias, Lukhubra, as you said earlier, against the Ramban and the Rosh, who say even the Kula we follow the Gola Bias. And the Chor depends upon two gear souls in the Rishalmi. Nah, I mean, it would be, what if a Kerk? The Gola Bias stays in and someone else goes with the maid Teres Yisrael and stays there. So when does he begin his avelus? When did he begin? Should we say that he begins his Avelis at the time of the God of Habayis began his Avelis in America? Or does he begin his own minion? I think the minion is a Golo Chumra. If he goes to Eretz Yisrael, he has his own counting and does not make or based on the God of Habayis to remain with Chutzlah. However, we could say Halach the Ramei Golo Avol, like the Ramban and the Rosh and other Rishonim, and say that he can begin with the God of Habayis who stayed behind. However, that is not a Chag, which is follow the Chorah, follow the Tosu Shita, and the Pshat Lashon Shulchan Aruch is based, who doesn't mention this cooler that the one who went along with the Aron is not the God of Habayis, the God of Habayis thought earlier, that the person who went can also have the earlier account. Okay. Now the Gemara talks about Stima Sagola. And the Rosh at the end of Simin Lamites discusses exactly what is a golo. According to Rashi, it means the covering of the aron. According to Adar Rach, it means the kisi of the kever with a stone. And the Rosh is machriya this way, that with machriya, that it means the kisi of the kever of the alfa. That's what the Machaber says in Sif Aleph. Emes emes chala avelos, mishe nikbar enigma stima sa kever. But he says, let's not forget, the nigma stima sa kever b'offer. The terrible thing in America today, in many places, they throw up a few drops of earth on top of the aron, and they say a kaddish, and they walk away, and the rest done by the goyim. The terrible bizoyan hameis. Terrible. This is an absolute emergency. We shouldn't rely on this. We should have enough people come to the kvura, and then they should do the entire kvura themselves. And they send the avelos doesn't begin until the entire kvura is done. Now, the minig is, the Machaber says, then ma'ate rosh, which we don't have. Machaber goes on, "Ein cholos min olav ad shegiyah lebeis," because you don't have to take off your shoes, and they didn't have sneakers. Don't care that it's not to take off your shoes in the middle of the cemetery. After Noah and Lachlo Minol Acher and Simas Agolom Niyad, that's the meaning we have in this man Hazeh. That even though Mikra didn't, the Derech is on the Chalitz Minol, you do it right away. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan, Sifhei explained, that the Shulchan Aruch wrote as an Abtel Atif HaSarosh is the beginning of Aviv. But a Kupa Taras, we don't have any Atif HaSarosh. And you have to have some kind of a beginning. So we have no alternative but to do Chalitz Minolayim here in the days HaKvar. And he says in parentheses that according to this, once you leave the cemetery, you can put your shoes back on again. This is V'chein Nogu. V'chein Nogu. So just in order to have an official beginning, so Nafkamina, if the party leaves the cemetery when it's still light outside, they come home when it's dark, they would not lose an extra day. They'd be able to have that first day count for the minyan shiva. The Ritva says that it counts immediately, even if there was no Niga available until they got back to the city when it was dark. How do you explain that? Because there, how can that day count towards the Avelis? The Ritva holds, just we pass in a Zuzul, the Mikras, and the Avelis, they all count for minyan shiva. So if you have a Zuzul in the first day, it also counts. The Aruch HaShulchan says, no. If he's dissolved on the second, third, fourth, fifth day, whatever he's dissolved in the middle, he already began. But Aruch HaShulchan holds, if he didn't even start yet, how can it count as a minyan shiva? That's Pasha Pshat in the Lashon of the Rosh, as we spoke about earlier, that if he does not know Gavela, it's a minyan of shiva, does not begin. And if his purpose is that enables him to count to a different minyan. But the whole father would be impossible to say so. This is, we spoke earlier, if you remember, about beginning Avelis on Shabbat, there's no real Nihugim. That's the Shaila over here. Okay. Now, in the Rosh, continuing in the Rosh, in Simon Mem, he talks about Mephana and Kever LeKever. The Lachastam and Shulchan Aruch over here, Simon Shinai and Hesiv Gimel. Now, it's not a prot. The Rosh at the end of Simon Nun Vav explains, if Daitel, if I know so, Tok Shiva, there's no Avelis until after the second Kvura. Based on the Mesech the Smokos in the 10th Parak, according to the Shulchan Aruch. What happens if there's a siege and it's impossible to do the burial? Then If they put him in an Aron, the Avelos begins right away. It's like the Siyashim of the Korvo. This is his Kavura. And this is how the Machal Patron is in Siv Dalet, and the Shach explains in Siv Kotzen, Hey. Now, the Machal Patron in Siv Hey is quoting the Rambam, who says, based again on Masechus Lovos here in Perek Aleph, that if the Malchus will not allow the Kavura to take place, so the Avelos begins in the time at the Messiah to ask the king to allow it to do the Kvura. Rosh says in that same place, in the Chodah Lechab and Tivzayin, the man drowned, or the Yotza cold and he was killed by bandits, you begin to count from the moment that they stop looking to try to recover the body. And if they recover the body later on, they don't have to do Avelos again. They're ready to Yotza the Avelos at the time of the Yish. Now, it's interesting, the Shachas of Kodim Zion, that when do you do Avelos based upon the years is only someone who's not a married man. But if he's a married man, then you would not sit shiva because you're afraid that there will be matir ishtoli nate shalok halacha. Look how an interesting situation. If they find the maze afterwards, there's no avelus at all. Because the ikar avelus speaking should have begun when? At the moment of the yish. But the moment of the yish, they couldn't do avelus because of the problem of shachaguna. Subsequently, too late already. The avelus should have begun before. There was a maize shahoya recently here in our city, in New York, where this is exactly what happened. There was no avelus at all. Not at the beginning because it was a married man, and there was misyach. And not later on because it was already too late. The shat avelus had come and gone. Interesting shadow. What if there's a man who's not married? Do we make a low flug or not? This is a question which Rabbi Kivega talks about. And the Piskei Tshuva talks about called Gimel about Tadash in this situation. These are problems which the post can talk about.
Okay, we're starting now a new Indian. We need a Shmur Krov and Shmur Rakoka on that Chof. First, the Rosh says in Simon Chof Tess that Shmur Rakoka is no egg one day. That's as far as Shara Krov is concerned. But as far as other than the emo, you can't Yud Beis Chodesh from Yom HaMitza and from Kibbut Avayim. But you hear after Yud Beis Chodesh, and you're knowing only one day. Chor, we see from here that Yud Beis Chodesh is a separate halacha of Kibbut Avayim, and does not follow the normal Gedorim of Avelus. Chor, another raya, so this is so from the Shach, the Simon Shin Dalad Nem Sifkot Yutet, who said that if someone tells his children not to observe Avelus after he passes away, you ignore it, except for the Avelus of Yud Beis Chodesh. Because this is Bishum Kibbut Avayim, and the father can be Marchal, but Shivan Shloshim, not. You see that Yud Beis Chodesh is not just a din, an extension of Bishum Kibbut Avayim, but also has a prote din of Kibbut Avayim. This being the case, we can understand why, when it comes to Yud Beis Chodesh, we do not apply the rule of Mikvah Sayom Kukulo, as it says in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Shin Tzadi Hei, Siv Gimel, because it's a special din of Kibbut Avayim, and does not follow the whole Gedorim of Mixi and Kukulo, which apply to Avelus. The times of Kodin Beis is a different reason, because you don't say apply to Chodoshim, it's counted by months, not by days. According to this, there's no need to come on to that reason. Moshe in Igwas Moshe writes that if what happens if a couple is invited to a chasana, and the wife is in Avelus, the Yud Beis Chodesh. So Moshe writes that she may go to the chasana if the husband wants her to. Why? Because the klal gadol when it comes to Kibbut Avayim is ish imo v'avim tiro, as opposed to isha, a married woman, v'shus acherim aleha, gemara in Masechet Kiddushin. And so here too, Moshe learns that the gzeirah avayim is from Kibbut Avayim, and the kvod habaal takes priority. Now, the question will be now, will be the din of halacha ketiv ha-megel ba'ogel in the din of Yud Beis Chodesh? Maybe it's not a din of Avelus at all. Kibbut Avayim. Kibbut Avayim. So we should go maybe Sveikel l'chumra. Not sure. Other folks would suggest that perhaps it is a din of Avelis. The Yad Malachi is quoted as saying, and Parshat Pshat, the Rova Poskim hold that the Yud Beis Kodesh is counted from Yom HaKvura, as the Mishnah Berurah counts in Siman Tov Kuf Samach Ches of Kotin Mem Dalet, as opposed to the Berhetev there, of Kotin Yitches, to be counted from Yom HaMisa. Take a look there, the Mishnah Berurah, the Shaar Tzion of Kotin Mem Gimel. So it would appear that that might be the nature of Machlokas, of the Din of Avelis or not, in which case called the Rova Poskim has a Din of Avelis. Nevertheless, even though the Din of Avelis, they may have certain of the restrictions based upon the fact that it stems from the chiyuv of kibud of zoei. Now, this din, as we mentioned earlier, the name of the Rosh, is quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Beis Sif Aleph. And there, Rabbi Kiveg has an interesting shayla: what will happen to Machlokas Achronim if the Garubo Tov Shloshim? The din of Yud Beis Chodesh in certain halachas, which is, you apply Tokyo Beis Kodesh until Yashayigru Bo Chaveru. What will happen if Garu Bo Tov Shlosh? Of course, as we don't understand the Shabbat, it should certainly work, because by Shmur Rechok, there is only Din of Yom Echad, so there is no Din of Shlosh. What Shlosh? There is no Shlosh. What kind of Shlosh? So apparently there is some Poskim who maintain that the whole concept of Gara is never said in less than 30 days from the beginning of the Avelis, even if there's no Din of Shlosh. Now, it's an interesting question. If you look in the Siman Shin Tzadi, Siv Dalet, there's an interesting shayla. What will happen if someone is in Avelis, Yom Tov comes, and then would the Din of Yigro Bo Chaveru have applied? He never observed 30 days of Avelis. He observed 10 days of Avelis. Yom Tov came Rosh Hashanah. And the shayla is now, can he do the Din of Yigro Bo Chaveru? The Pasuk shot is that yes, and some Pasuk say no. Regel does not come into play when we're discussing the issue of Yigiru Bo Chaveru. That's what the Magia says. I am Ashakosa Rabbeinu, Simen Shin Tzadi. Now, the Chor, the Hezbo, and this Shita is that since ordinarily Gara does not work within Shloshim Yom, but Gara never works within Shloshim Yom, even if there's no dinner available for Shloshim Yom, either because of Shmur Rechoka or because Yom Tov intervened. That's the halacha that Chazal, that Gara does not work in anything less than 30 days, calendar days, from the time of the beginning of the Avelis. Now, the next piece of Gemara talks about the story of Abba Kayyem, Ima Kayyem, the whole discussion in the Gemara. Ima Kayyem is from Chokham and Allah going over the Beis. So the Mechaber says in Siman Tov Beis, Sifriyat Beis, based on this Gemara, we see from here, there's no need to inform a Karov of the Patira of one of his relatives, because he didn't tell Yuchas of Kibud Avaim. A Kibud Avaim? That's the din. A Kibud Avaim is a special din, but even though it's a Shmua, a Rechoka, regular Avelis would apply. And here we're talking about regular. He's talking about the Indian of Kibbutz Avayim, even as far as halacha of Shiv and Shloshim are concerned, not only as far as Yud Beis Kodesh, as we mentioned earlier. Except we don't pass like this. We pass in that the din miyuchad of Avelus is a separate category, is limited to Avelus of Yud Beis Kodesh. However, Avelus of Shiv and Shloshim, it does not apply. But according to this one day in Tanoim, which the Gemara quotes here from the Braisa, and the Gemara says Yechidahi, Rosvil and Tavasei, they take the same concept of the special dimension of Avelis, which exists because of Kibbutz Avayim, and they apply it not only to a case of Yud Beis Kodesh, we said earlier.